If you're sick and tired of wasting time and money at mediocre entertainment parks and venues, then this podcast is for you. The Best of Family Fun and Entertainment podcast uncovers the secrets and guides you through the hidden gems that go above and beyond to ensure a memorable experience for you and your family. We'll take you behind the curtain with expert insights from industry professionals and leaders. So strap on your seatbelts, get ready for an entertainment adventure like no other with your host, Tim Murphy. We are
family. Bottom line is, for determining ages of your family and what attractions may appeal to each of the parks or what services those parks have, number one thing I would do is I would be looking on the website and say, what are the ages of all the attractions I have and what services do they provide? So in the case of attractions, how tall does someone need to be? Is it listed on a website? There's different height restrictions for reasons. If a child is too small, an adult can't hold them because it's moving or whatever the attraction is, whether it's could be a teacup, it could be a roller coaster, it could be a go-kart, could be a slide that's on a water park. It will tell you the height restrictions that they can drive, that they can go by themselves, or whether they can even be with a parent. Now, once you determine the height level and weight restrictions that provide it, websites should be a good source to go to that we have this attractions available for this age group and this height and this weight. If you can find that out on the website, if it's not listed on the website and just says, hey, we have a go-kart, that doesn't tell you anything necessarily. Instead of physically going there and determining after the fact whether your child can go or not on an attraction, you should be finding out and calling them and say, what's the height? What's the weight? What's the age that they can ride on different attractions? You don't want to have a disappointed child when you get there that says, oh, I wanted to do this and now I can't do this. If it's not listed on the website, which it should be, but if it's not, pick up the phone and talk to them and say, can my family member enjoy this attraction? With it, what other services are they providing? It should be listed on their website. That's a great way to find out. And if not, I'd call them and ask, do you have babysitting services? My guess that unless you're a very large facility, you're probably not going to have those types of services. If you're a Disney, a Universal, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, one of those types of companies, yeah, you might have that. But if you're a small little local company, you're probably not going to have babysitting services. So you should know that going into it, make a proper appropriation of maybe your child's with some other family member that's not going with you, or watch the child while you're going on the attraction. So first things, go to the website. Let's find out what attractions my family can ride, can't ride for different reasons. More and more, just to make you aware, more and more companies are starting to go into sensory related issues where they might be affected by sound, by bright shining lights, strobe lights. Should be listed on their website. And if not, ask. Ask what, where is there an appropriate place I can go? Do I know what attractions I can take my child onto that might have these sensory perceptions? In a case of our parks, we're actually getting autism certified through all 8 of our parks. Bottom line is, what does that tell me? It's just identifying what the sensory related areas are to each of the parks so that we can tell the guests these are the better places to go or a safe place to go that they can be quiet if they need to for a certain period of time. 1 out of 8 children are affected by sensory related items, and you should be aware of this. Your child may be as well, but if not, look on the website, see, you know, let's start asking those types of questions. What's the height restrictions? What services they provide? And if your children do have some sort of sensory related issues, take a look. What do they have on their website? If not, pick up the phone and call before you ever go. You'll be glad you did, and find out, do they have a safe place for my child to be if they do have sensory related issues.
That's it for today's episode of Family Fun and Entertainment. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will have a chance to win tickets for a family of 4 in our grand prize drawing. Be sure to head on over to thebestoffamilyfun.com and pick up a free copy of Tim's Gift and join us on the next episode.